It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill
the order of hornets,
groupies, infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
The news, my man. Well, guess who's back?
Back again.
Look who's back.
Tell a friend.
Drones are back. Drones are back. Drones are back. Drones are back. Drones are really back. I mean, they're back with the vengeance this time. Now, it kind of makes it a little less mysterious this time around, though, because the FAA issues a ban on these recreational drones or whatever. Suddenly, sightings go away. And so it was like a temporary, hey, you know what? We can totally figure out what's going on. Don't be flying your drones. So, you know, it's not in the news as much. The sightings go way, way down. Then they lift that ban, and suddenly people are like, oh, my God, drones are back. Well, I mean, I'm not real smart, but I can put two and two together here and say, I think I know what's going on.
It's not deja vu, but a possible return of more drones.
The lights are coordinated.
From Connecticut to New Jersey, new videos emerging once again. Mandy Malisich spotted drones in December before the night sky seemingly went dark after the FAA temporarily banned drone flights amid thousands of reported sightings. Then, just over a week ago, the month-long restrictions were lifted. After seeing a drop in those numbers immediately following the ban, Enigma says just this month, they've received 49 reports in New York, New Jersey, Delaware, Pennsylvania, and Virginia.
Okay, but here's just some of these headlines, like mystery drone sightings reappear. Mysterious drones are back in the night sky. Is it that mysterious if the FAA lifted that ban and then that's right when the drones came back? Am I missing something? That to me sounds like people are flying.
Well, we still don't know what it is.
Flying the drones. Well, that's just it. Trump says he's going to tell us. He's going to look into it. We'll get a full report. But he needs to go ahead and do it, because now the media is back in drone headlines. I don't know what kept them occupied in between. But
the fire?
The fire kept them interested for a little while, and now they're like, rebuild? Boy, like raising money, that's not exciting, that's boring. And Trump, they're like, you know, we went nuts about Trump the first time around. We just don't have the energy to go nuts about him. Maybe they will. I don't know. But it does feel a little different, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe it's a different approach. Maybe they're doing it on purpose. I don't know. But they loved the drones when the drones were first a story, and now they're back, and they love them again, and it's everywhere. And it just feels less exciting to me when they say, it does coincide with the FAA saying, hey, you can fly your drones again. Yeah, well, there's those drones. Now, if they still can't shoot them down, if they still don't respond to whatever their counter-drone equipment is, then I've got questions. If those stories are true that they tried to shoot them down over the base...
Have the drones been gone, though? And they're just talking about it. That's my question.
They said, that was my question, too. They did say that the sightings went way down. They noticed a huge dip in reported sightings of drones, especially in the Northeast. So they never went away. There were still people reporting them, but there was a huge dip. And now it's, boom, shot through the roof again. Okay. Yeah, and I saw some videos of the recent ones, and they do look like drones. Mm-hmm. And you may see like 10 of them flying in some sort of cool, organized pattern. And I think, yeah, people can buy drones that do that. I've seen it. Seen them do it for, like, you know, sporting events and stuff. They'll fly like an American flag thing and drones up there at the Olympics. It's pretty cool what they can do with drones. But before, you guys were acting like they're not people's drones. They're not the military's drones. So whose drones are they? Are they Russia's drones? They're either Russia's or aliens. Like, that's what we were left with.
Mm-hmm.
And no, that felt like more of a story.
Yeah,
now you're like, hey, you're allowed to fly your drones again, and suddenly people are seeing drones. Well, not a big deal.
Perfect.
The airplane crash in South Korea that killed like 180 people, 177 people last month. I don't think we talked about it because I think we were out for Christmas break when that plane crash happened. But if you didn't know, Laszlo, there was a huge plane crash in South Korea last month that killed a lot of people, and there was a video of it. The plane came down, the landing gear was up, and it just hit the tarmac and flames started, and then it exploded. Bad news. And so they do their investigation on what caused this crash of this big commercial jumbo jet. Birds in the engine. Again, now that only explains part of it. They did find birds in the engine. I know, especially taking down a big jet.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't explain, they said, why the landing gear
Update now on the airliner that crashed in South Korea last month, killing 179 people on board. A preliminary report released by South Korean officials today reveals evidence of a bird strike. The report says that both of the engines of the plane contained duck remains. Still, the report provided no conclusions about what may have caused the plane to land without its landing gear deployed, or why flight data recorders stopped recording in the final 4 minutes of that flight.
I don't understand the birds taking down planes thing, because I know that I have heard engineers, pilots, whatever, maybe just idiots on YouTube talk about how you could throw a body in front of a jet engine and it will just suck it in and spit it out, basically. Now, you don't want to keep
just
doing that
like
to the
Snow
engine.
Mom.
Exactly, unfortunately.
That's what they call a big old jet airliner.
Yeah, that's right. I don't get it. Like, so ducks can take it down, but you're also telling me that you can literally throw, like, livestock in there and just chops it up and spits it out the other side? Is it a lot? Does
well,
it take
maybe
a lot of ducks?
That's like, when it's on the ground.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's it. Like,
that's
it's
what I've heard. Like, it
a...
sucks it in when you're on the ground, but if you're up in the air, maybe it causes a problem.
Well, clearly, because they're blaming this on ducks. Yeah. I know they have people at airports whose job it is to just drive around on golf carts and try and scare birds away. Yeah. Which, you know, we're... We like to think of ourselves as pretty advanced, technologically advanced, and we mastered the art of the skies a long time ago. But it just shows you there's still a lot of things we're out of control when you've got a guy whose job it is to drive around and make noises to try and scare geese away because they could take a plane down. And not every pilot can be the heroic pilot, Sully.
Oh, come
and
on, man.
I know Lazo's got him on his short list of greatest heroes. I think you said of your lifetime he was the greatest hero, right?
I mean, if doing your job is heroic.
Saving all of those lives. And
every pilot saves all those lives every time. The job, this is what the job entails. Taking off,
yeah,
flying, and landing without crashing.
Yeah.
That's the job of a pilot. What did Sully do?
Well,
just answer the question. What did he do? Did he take off?
Did
he take off?
He did take off.
Did he fly?
And he had total failure, engine failure.
And did he land it?
And he did something no one has ever done before or since, and landed a jet plane in a body of water without killing anybody. Yeah.
I mean,
pretty cool. Lazo says it's just another day at the office.
So his job, everybody has a bad day at work.
So you think those firefighters that ran up the stairs in the Twin Towers, that they weren't heroes for going up there and trying to rescue people?
I think their job is to put out the fire.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think that's their job. Like when I was in the military, I'm not a hero. So you don't have to thank me for my service. That was my job.
Can't you do a heroic act while also doing your job?
No, if it's not your job.
Can you go above and
beyond? So like if I was in the military and then I landed a goddamn plane in the Hudson, then I'm a hero.
Like if you're on a flight,
if I'm in the military and I run into a building and save a bunch of kids in a burning hotel, then I'm a hero. But if I'm in the military and I just do military stuff, then I'm just a military guy doing military stuff. I'm doing my job.
So you're the only person who thinks
I don't
Sully
believe I'm the only person.
No,
I think what I just said laid out like that. A lot of people went, "Yeah, no, it makes sense."
I heard somebody else say it. I don't remember who it was, but I do recall someone on TV saying, "Hey, he did his job." Which, sure. He did while also doing a heroic thing. That's all.
Well, what was the other thing that he did then?
Successfully doing something that no one has ever done before. His job is not to land planes in rivers. That's not
his
job.
His job is to land planes, period.
Exactly.
There is no dot, dot, dot. Your job is to land planes. And he landed it. Good for him. Congratulations.
Anyhow, apparently ducks were the cause for this crash in South Korea. We're still waiting to find out why the landing gear wasn't
down. Mr. Bips on Twitch makes a good point. Now, he's a hero when he makes a sandwich and his wife sits on the couch. That's doing something that he's not supposed to do.
Jesus Christ. Moving on. The CIA says...
If it's good. I mean, if it's a good one.
CIA says they have finished their investigation into COVID origins. And remember, it used to be if you said, like, hey, that lab in the city where COVID broke out in Wuhan.
Oh, Wuhan.
Wasn't it Wuhan?
Well, yeah, you're right. I was just trying, in my head, I was trying to come up with a name.
Where?
I had Wu-Tang. I was like Wu. I couldn't remember
Wuhan. It would have come to you eventually. That lab where they were working on COVID and then people around the lab started getting sick. If you mentioned, there was a time where if you mentioned that, you thought it probably came from that. I remember Jon Stewart going on TV and doing that whole, you know, if there's chocolate leaking in Hershey, Pennsylvania, it might be the chocolate factory. And people were very mad at him for that. Some people lost their YouTube channels or their social media accounts. They got kicked off social media. Do you remember that? Because they said it probably came from a lab. Yeah, I think, I'll bet it came from a lab. If you said that, you got in trouble. There was a time. Well, now the CIA says... Yeah, it probably came from a lab.
The CIA is out with a new statement concluding it is likely the COVID-19 virus leaked from a Chinese lab. The agency noting, however, it has, quote, low confidence in that judgment. For nearly 5 years, the CIA has said it was unclear whether the pandemic stemmed from human exposure to an infected animal or a lab leak. The assessment is not based on new intelligence, but comes from analysts reviewing existing information.
That's my favorite part of the whole thing, is that they're saying we don't have any evidence that that's actually what happened, other than circumstantial evidence, because there was a lab there working on the COVID virus, and that's where it started. Well, that's exactly what people like Jon Stewart and Joe Rogan, those people, were saying back then, and everyone got mad at them.
They said there's low confidence. Why even say anything then?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe
like, if I was like, say Snowcomb was murdered, and I was a cop, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you know, Slim Fast was there. I mean, I have low confidence that it was him. Like, the people would be like, why did you mention him?
Right.
Why did Well, you would get sued. Like, why would you even bring it up?
Maybe their level, maybe their threshold's different.
Slim Fast is a suspect, and I, you know, we're putting together a case. That's one thing. And we're like, yeah, we talked to Slim Fast. He was there. I have low confidence it's him. It's like, well, do you mention everyone you have low confidence in?
You got to
make any sense.
The CIA, low confidence is good enough. That's how they operate. It's a different organization. Low confidence is good enough.
Guilty. Beyond low confidence?
Yeah. All the CIA is looking for is a sliver of confidence. It can be very low. If they've got the tiniest bit of confidence, then they go for it. Will this work? I am not very confident. Well, then let's give it a shot. And that's what they do.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill
the order of hornets.
Whoopies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
God, turn him off.
What? He's on TV.
Come on, the most annoying part of it all.
Why?
That guy.
Well, they're just asking what the secret sauce for the Chiefs' success is.
I'm telling you what it is. The Chiefs have Mahomes and no one else does.
Well, what would you say? You'd probably say the same thing, right? No? That's something else? I mean, the guy's a Chiefs fan. He's been predicting that the Chiefs would win every year. They've been winning every year. It's been good for his career. Chiefs have been really good for his career.
Oh, yeah.
Like, really, really good. They show those reaction videos of him watching the games. He's jumping up and down. I'm like, yeah, but... that's not just a fan.
By the way, he had on, like, leggings and a sweatshirt that was a little too small. You're starting to get a little zesty yourself, mister.
He's getting comfortable. He's
starting to get a little zesty yourself.
He's getting comfortable.
I was just about ready for him to go, like,
Okay. We're talking about Nick Wright, by the way. Somebody that we used to know. I think Lazo made him angry with all the Patrick Mahomes hate, so...
I don't hate Patrick Mahomes.
He doesn't speak to us anymore. He doesn't respond to the group text. He doesn't call us. He's upset with us.
He doesn't talk to us at all.
No. I think one of you did something. I'm not going to dig too much, but I'm like, somebody did something. Somebody in this room did something to make him upset.
What the hell have I done?
I don't know, but he just all of a sudden, boom, that's it. See you later. No more. Years. I mean, we're talking like 15 years of friendship. Yeah. Just gone. Just stops talking. Barely responds to texts. I mean, if he responds at all.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Whatever. I don't consider him a friend, do you?
Well, I can't think of any of the friends I have who would go this long without texting me back. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I do have friends that'll take him a while.
Sure,
some
not
of them.
This long.
But
he
not,
did just
not
reference you on the show.
He did talk about you.
He's one of my best friends and the best radio host in America.
He did talk about you.
When did you say that?
Said he felt bad for you when the Lions lost. Yeah. Yeah. So there's that. So I guess you guys are friends because he said it on TV.
I mean, he still considers
you that.
Well,
he said it to me.
Well,
he just had... We're
guys, you know? It's easier for guys to say it on TV.
Yeah, just use me as an example of one person he knew is from Detroit. Whatever.
That's true. Have you heard... We're finishing the news, right? Have you heard this story about Colombia versus the United States or Colombia versus Trump? There's these Colombian refugees, immigrants, whatever. Trump wants to send them back to Colombia. The president of Colombia says, no, we're not taking them back. You can't just bring them here and drop them off. So Trump says, okay, well then I'm going to put a bunch of tariffs on everything imported from Colombia, which I'm not sure what we import from Colombia. Snow cone has coffee. A pretty good idea. Coffee. Yeah, probably coffee. That sounds right.
Yep.
We're going to put a bunch of tariffs on the stuff that you import. There was something else, too. Like, maybe we'll, typical, like, political punishment stuff. But the main thing was the tariffs. And the president of Colombia is sitting there saying, like, oh, we won't cave to this. And the next thing you know, he's like, I'll come get him. I'll send the, I don't know if this part's true or not, but I heard that he's like, I'll send the presidential plane to come get them and bring them back. So, I mean, at least based on what I read, it looks like an early win for Trump. Or let me rephrase that. A win for Trump early in his second
Colombia, typically a close U.S. ally, turning away two American military aircraft with deportees. The country's president saying a migrant is not a criminal and should be treated with the dignity a human being deserves. Trump threatening Colombia with a 25% tariff on all Colombian goods coming to the U.S. and also demanding the U.S. visas of Colombian government officials be revoked. Colombia's leader then attacking Trump online, saying, you will never dominate us. But later, the country reversing course, according to the White House, agreeing to all of President Trump's terms, including the unrestricted acceptance of migrants.
That's a bad look. If you're like, you're not going to bully us, you will never dominate us. And then you're like, okay, we'll do everything that you're asking. And if that last part is true, which I don't know, so I'm going to look that up. If the last part is true, that not only did they do it, but that the United States were like, well, we already flew him down there once. We're not paying for more gas to fly him down there again. The Colombian president's like, all right, I'll send our version of Air Force, I'll send the presidential jet to come pick him up. If that part's true, then you did just get dominated.
I did see that, yeah.
There's no, that is an actual part of the news, not just a Twitter thing.
I saw that he was sending the presidential plane.
I saw it on Twitter, though.
Yeah, so.
$6 billion in crude petroleum, and then $1.8 billion in coffee.
Coffee.
Wow.
But it's the cocaine we're after.
What, the third largest import was cut flowers? We get $1.6 billion of cut flowers from Colombia.
Maybe cut leaves.
Yeah, smashed up.
What does that mean?
I know that they buy most of the flowers that you get at the store of florists come from other countries. I've heard stuff about that. They talk about how bad it is for the environment. Environmentalists don't like it.
Why are we doing that?
I don't know exactly. I'm not sure. Somehow it's cheaper to buy it than grow it here. It seems odd. You're going to put flowers on an airplane. Things that die, and you're just going to stick them on an airplane and ship them somewhere and have to refrigerate them and all that stuff?
It feels like that number is massive.
Yeah, it does.
$1.6 billion in flowers from Colombia.
Snowcone could be right. They could just be calling cocaine flowers. I mean, where do you think most of the cocaine these days probably doesn't come from Colombia, right? It's actually from Mexico. Or does cocaine still come from Colombia through Mexico? I just wonder, because a lot of that stuff, Mexico figures out a lot of that stuff, and they're like, yeah, we'll just do it here. So, but it's possible that the cocaine's still coming out of Colombia and then going through Mexico. But man, if they legalized cocaine, Colombia could have a whole cocaine tourism, maybe their whole thing. You know, the French with their wine. Yeah. And the Colombians with their real
cocaine.
Like
Amsterdam before everybody had weed.
Right, exactly.
I mean,
when in the 80s.
Cocaine doesn't seem to be like a thing you travel for.
But what if it was real cocaine?
You don't really just do cocaine for. Nobody. It's like. I'd be like, you know, too much Vegas. Like, hey, I'm going to fly to Colombia and just do blow for 7 days. That sounds like. Okay, well, glad you're going to die. Like, nobody thinks to do that. Like, I'm going to go to Amsterdam and smoke weed, maybe, you know, check out a foreign country and check out the red light district and smoke some more weed. And that sounds okay.
Yeah, they need more than just the cocaine.
You can't just be like, I'm going to go to Colombia and bury my head in I'm going to do rails the size of a baby's arm for a week. That's my vacation.
But
it feels like that's aggressive.
It does, but I see these documentaries.
A very aggressive vacation.
I see these documentaries, these cocaine cowboy type documentaries, where these guys talk about how the cocaine in the 80s, when cocaine was so popular in the United States in the 80s, that drug was so different from the cocaine that people get now. And they say, and I don't know if this is true or not because I was a baby, but they say that for people who do cocaine now, you have no idea what it was like to do cocaine in the 80s. That it tasted different, worked different. Right, so maybe you do. But that can be part of your sales pitch. It's like, no, you haven't. Unless you're this many years old, you've never even had real cocaine. Mm. You've had baby formula mixed with lidocaine, mixed with whatever right. other stuff. Come down here and get the real deal from the source. Yeah, baby laxative. Vitamin B powder, isn't that what they used in Wolf of Wall Street? I remember they talk about the different things they'll use for cocaine in movies. Mm-hmm. I think in that movie they said they were snorting vitamin B powder. And I always wonder, like, but were you? Or did you just
probably do some coke?
You already got to work a lot of hours. You know, those try and stay on schedule. They work sometimes 18-hour days or whatever. They might work a full 24-hour shift to get that movie done on time. Why not just use the real thing? Anyhow, the president of Colombia said, we will not be dominated, and then said, okay, yeah, we're going to do everything you said, and we're sending our jet to go pick those people up. Yeah. That's it. Look, whether you're Republican, Democrat, love Trump, hate Trump, call it what it is. That's a public win for Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Like a media win for Trump. I don't know if there's media trying to turn this around somewhere. I'm sure they are, but that looks like if you are a Trump hater and you have always been a Democrat and you loved Biden, if Biden had done this, you would have been like, Biden's such a badass.
Yeah, right? I mean,
look at what he just did. Look at what he just did. And then he said, you know what? We already tried flying him over there. We're not going to fly him over there again. We don't want to pay for the gas. You come get him. And they did it. I mean, that is definitely a win for him. The state of Colorado seems to think it would be a better state if there were a bunch of wild wolves running around. Wild wolves were eradicated in Colorado many decades ago, but the conservation department says it would be good to have wolves back. So they've just gone to Canada, stolen a bunch of gray wolves from Canada, brought them down to Colorado, and released them. So next time you're in Colorado, if you see something that looks like a wild dog, and then you're like, oh, that looks... What is that? That's an awfully big dog. It's probably a wolf, and you should run.
There are new residents in the Colorado Rockies, with state wildlife officials releasing 15 gray wolves, moving one step closer to having a permanent wolf population. Colorado Parks and Wildlife capturing the wolves in Canada, releasing them under the cover of darkness last week. This is the latest move, guided by a voter-approved plan to bring gray wolves back after they were eradicated from the state decades ago. Environmentalists say restoring the keystone species is critical for the landscape.
Now, I know Lazo says he could take a gray wolf if he had a stick or something in his hands.
Yeah, yeah.
He likes his odds. I don't like mine. So I like going to Colorado. We've been there a couple times. We went last year. We might even go again this year. Sure. I think we went during COVID as well. You can rent an Airbnb for cheap, hang out, look out the window, see the mountains. I don't want to fight a wolf.
Well, I don't want to. I'm just saying I could take one.
I know you're saying that you could take one. I'm saying I can't. And I'm saying they're saying that wolves are good for Colorado for some reason. I'm just saying, not being chased by wolves the times that I've been in Colorado was not a bad thing. I didn't think, like, you know what, I wish...
Well, what do the wolves do? They kill other stuff that maybe you could be getting chased
by? Yeah, something to do with the, you know, magic of life. What's it called in Lion King?
The circle of life?
Yeah, I think it's the circle of life. Hmm. Something to do, you heard him. He said something about the landscape and blah, blah, blah. But we didn't actually steal them from Canada. I think the Canadians gave him some of them. They probably like, hey, we're trying to get some of these goddamn wolves out of here. They're a goddamn liability. A$AP Rocky is on trial. He's a rapper, if you're not familiar with him. He dated... Does he still date?
Rihanna?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does?
Well, they have kids.
Are they married?
I don't know if they're married. They have kids, though.
Remember, there was a rumor...
talking about moving here?
Yes, there was some sort of rumor that started...
He filmed a video.
A couple summers ago... Mm-hmm. That A$AP Rocky and Rihanna were buying a place in Kansas City. And this has become a thing that actual adults told one another as if it were fact, with nothing to back it up other than they'd heard it from somebody else. I heard it at the barbershop, whatever, that A$AP Rocky and Rihanna were going to move to Kansas City. That never, as far as I know, turned out to happen. Maybe it was too expensive. I don't know. But he's a famous rapper, dating or married to a very famous pop star, and he's in a lot of trouble. He's been charged with assault, pulling a weapon on someone, one of his old friends, someone else from the A$AP, were they the A$AP Mob? The A$AP Crew? Yeah, A$AP Mob. Well, so they used to be friends. They're not friends anymore, and if he's convicted of this, he could go to prison for 24 years, which is a long time.
Also known as Rakim Mayers, arriving at court as day one of the trial got started. Prosecutors accuse A$AP Rocky of pulling out a gun and shooting at an old friend known as A$AP Relly during an argument back in 2021. The 36-year-old rapper is facing two felony counts of assault with a semi-automatic weapon. A guilty verdict could land him in prison for up to 24 years.
Now, A$AP Rocky's defense team says, look, this is all bogus. This old friend of his just wants money. I guess maybe they're saying He was hoping that they could settle, you know, but he's going to trial. He's showing up like in a suit, and he's facing 24 years. I know Lazo has different rules.
He did Azalea.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
That does sound sort of familiar. Is she the Taya Mox?
Taya Mox.
Yeah, okay. I remember her. I'm sure she's doing well. I mean, Lazo, at his age, he's 36, I think they said, 25 years. Now, even if you got 24, 25 years, you don't probably serve that. You maybe serve half of it.
Slim, he ain't doing it.
But who?
He's not doing 24 years.
No, he's not doing it. I'm saying, let's play pretend here. Let's say that he did get sentenced to the 24 years. Even if he got sentenced to that, he wouldn't have to do it because you only probably have to do maybe half of that.
Yeah.
But at 36 years old, Lazo, if you're rich and famous and you get 25 years in prison, do you do the time or do you kill yourself? 36.
How long?
Let's say 25 years. Let's just pretend that he's actually going to do it. Rihanna's waiting for you at home. She's not going to look the same when you get out
there. You're 61 when you get out.
It's not so old.
No, you're rich. It's not the end of the world. And,
you're only going to get half
the time. Rocky, he has a better time in prison than I do.
Yeah, he's a hero there, right?
Right. Like he's a legend. He's going to get tested for sure. But he's also going to have people who like him. He's going to have, and I'm guessing with that much money and that much fame, he's probably going to go to a different prison than I would go to. His lawyer could probably work that out. I'd have to know all that stuff, too. Like, where am I going? How long am I going for? But the full 25 is going to be hard to do.
But if you figure, even if they were, and they're not going to, I'm with you, Snow Cone, even if they found him guilty and said 25 years, you figure he would maybe do anywhere from 10 to 18, something like that. Somewhere between 10 and 18 years.
Yeah.
So you could do that. You just hope you keep your fingers crossed. I'll be out of here by the time I'm, let's say, 50. Be out of here by the time I'm 50. I'm rich. You can do that, right? That you got to do with that amount of money.
Yeah.
Now, if you're broke.
Yeah, no way. Like, why to get out to do what?
I'm going
to
start over.
To work again?
Yeah.
No,
thanks. I'm on the run.
Yeah, but I would go on the run now anyway, if I were him, probably.
I know he's showing up to court. I don't understand. I mean, I get that he's a celebrity, but still, blend in. You've got money. Go hide somewhere. Do the puffy thing and get on a private jet. Fly to a country that won't send you back.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother!
On 98.9 The Rock.